I think it was like around the time that I was making Continuum. I was having myself a little sex. And listening to Miles Davis in a Silent Way. And I was naked and I was playing the guitar. Post-coital. Mid-Miles Davis in a Silent Way. And I think I was tinkering around with a guitar. And I went, who says I can't get stoned? Dun-dun-dun-dun in the shades alone. Da-da-ba-ba-ba-ba. Who says I can't get stoned? And it was lovely. And I'd always played it for the last 3 years straight to my friend and roommate and front of house engineer, Chad Franskoviak. And I would say, check this out. Who says I can't get stoned? He would say, you need to do that. You need to do that. And I went, I'm nervous about the stoned thing. And then I always had this other thing that went, it's been a long night in New York City. It's been a long night in Baton Rouge. Because we knew a girl was from Baton Rouge, Chad and I at the same time. I don't remember you looking any better. But then again, I don't remember you. And that's all I had. And I had these two pieces, and I thought they were very strange. They were very unlike one another. The verse and the chorus are very much unlike one another. But when they went together, it made this really mystifying sort of concoction. And I played it for Steve Jordan. Steve Jordan, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Steve Jordan. Worked on Continuum and Battle Studies. We were sort of one of those modes like, well, what do we got? Like, and I have like this little thing about songwriters. They always have more songs than they're playing you. There's always another song behind another song behind another song. We had sort of played everything on the record that I had, and I went, well, here's one. And it was in the performing the song forum that I faked the arrangement of the song. And I had one of those brilliant moments of being a songwriter where you just know you're going to finish it up that night. And it was a certain moment in the song. Songwriters have a certain moment in the song they know they've done something. And the entire song would be a joke if I hadn't sung It's Been a Long Time Since 22. And when I sang It's Been a Long Time Since 22, the whole song made sense. And I sort of got up, sort of choked up because it has been a long time since 22. And I do mean to be the same person I've always tried to be. And I don't expect to have any different a set of circumstances than someone else or anyone else who'd gotten very successful, very well known, very well paid. I don't suspect that there's anything that's happening to me that hasn't happened to everybody else, except I want to control the destiny of that, you know? And to be able to say it's been a long time since 22, and I don't know if you guys agree with me, but has it not been a long time since 22? And it starts with singing this to yourself. Who says I can't? Fill in the blank, everybody. Who says you can't? You know? I know there's a couple crazy people in here. It's like, no, the law still says you can't. But for most people, nobody is saying you can't be yourself. If you put something on and you look in the mirror and you like it, go out in it. And when somebody looks at you and they say, why are you wearing that? Instead of going like, don't even look down.
This?
You go like this. I like this. Why are you wearing that? Watch them run away. They'll never bother you again because the world is full of bullies. Just remember, it's bullying. Bullies. And you stand up to bullies. And who says is my stand up to the inner bullies in people? And I hope you enjoy. Who says I can't get stoned? Turn off the lights and the telephone. Me and my house alone. Who says I can't get stoned? Who says I can't be free from all of the things that I used to be? Rewrite my history. Who says I can't be free? It's been a long night in New York City. It's been a long night in Baton Rouge. I don't remember. Call up a girl that I hardly know. Fake love for an hour or so. Who says I can't get stoned? Who says I can't take time and meet all the girls in the county line?
stone. Plan a trip to Japan alone. It doesn't matter if I even go. Who says I can't get stoned?
I did end up going to Japan.
Thank you.